purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of world teacher, he did not agree to see the king, because the king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhnyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, translation. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to come and give class. And I beg blessings from all the Vaishnavas present, so I can speak something that will inspire all of us in Krishna consciousness. So who is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Charitamrita is written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And while he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is relishing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can't write scriptures or you can't write about Krishna if you're not relishing Krishna consciousness. Technically, you can't even speak about Krishna and inspire others if you're not relishing Krishna consciousness. How you'll inspire others if you're not inspired yourself? So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quotes very nice shloka in one of the beginnings of the chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he says, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karapan Yaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. He says, oh, all people, all devotees, please relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because simply by relishing Chaitanya Charitamrita, what will happen? You will get blissful, happy, satisfied, and all the knowledge in the heart will be revealed. So this process is very mysterious. As is described in a purport, Srila Prabhupada describes how Lord Chaitanya indirectly gave mercy to King Prataparudra. It's very difficult to understand how Lord and his devotees work. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabohoi Shramanadi Shudachite Korya Udoi. So now you hear Krishna Katha and some magic happens in the heart. By hearing you get purified and suddenly you can give up bad habits. And not only give bad habits, but also you can move towards the mode of goodness. Not only move towards the mode of goodness, you want to seek association of Vaishnavas. Not only that, but you can experience prema bhakti. You can experience attachment to the holy name, attachment to Krishna Kirtan. And then eventually, as we go through the ladder of advancement, eventually we will come to the point when we can cry for Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada, before he was, before he entered into, in a renounced order, he was working as a chemist. He was having a shop with the medicine. And there was one of his godbrothers. His name was Dr. Kapoor. So he wrote many nice books also, his godbrother. So Dr. Kapoor, he very appreciated Srila Prabhupada. So he was a grihastha. So he will come to visit Prabhupada in a shop and he will buy medicine from him, various medicines for his own health and family, and Prabhupada give to him. And Prabhupada, whenever he'll come there, they'll discuss Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada always asking, what's your message for today? What do you have to share with me today? So they'll discuss. And then Dr. Kapoor will notice that this devotee is very, absorbed in Krishna Katha. Even when he's working, when he's looking after family, when he's doing his job, all the time, what to speak about the temple, he's always absorbed in Krishna Katha. So he asked him, he said, Srila Prabhupada, you give me all this medicine, but please give me the tonic of Krishna Prem. So he said, Prabhupada said, I don't have tonic of Krishna Prem. But he said, I have a formula. And then Dr. Kapoor was surprised, said, well, what's the formula? And then Prabhupada said, formula is Trinadapi Sunichena, Tadoreva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadari. He said, I will give you this formula, and also I'll teach this formula all over the world. So what's this formula? Basically, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about the shloka, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi, Shravanadi Shudachiti Koryodoi. So what he's saying, I will make devotees chant Harinam all the time. Because if they chant Harinam all the time, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, heart will get purified. Prema Bhakti will awaken in the heart, so they'll automatically give up their habits. It's already all the wealth, all the knowledge, all the gyan, everything is residing in the heart. So I'll come and I'll give this formula to everyone, and it's up to them if they want to take it on. So Srila Prabhupada is very clear how to reach to the people, how to access the people. And when he will give mercy, it will be very unusual. Once he was giving class, I was just reading Prabhupada memories, he was giving class, and then one person, hippie, came and sat in front of him while he was giving class, and he was dressed in a long kind of robes with the moons and stars all over, very eccentric person. So he was standing there throughout the whole class, erect and absorbed in chanting, absorbed in hearing. And then at one moment he asked Prabhupada, what about Buddha? And Prabhupada said, what about Buddha? And then he said, can you see Krishna? You're speaking about, you see Krishna, can you see Krishna? And then Srila Prabhupada said, you're on my way. I can't see Krishna. And this person, and then this devotee who was sharing this, described, he said that this person, Prabhupada, was so expert in igniting that small, taste for Krishna in anyone. And that this person stayed throughout the class. He never felt offended or looked down upon. Just the way Prabhupada said, in such a way, the tone, the mood, the language he used, he managed to just give the right dose of, Krishna Prem tonic to everyone, by practicing Trinadapi Sunichena. But you can only do that if you're detached. You need to taste Krishna Katha, you need to be detached from material things. Then only you can be very effective your sharing of Krishna consciousness. There is one very nice shloka again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami speaks. And it explains Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. And this is the shloka. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartha meka purusha purana. Shri Krishna Chaitanya sharira dari kripambodir yasta maham prapadye. So this verse explains that Lord Chaitanya came to teach people how to renounce material desires. He came to this world to give them the prema, at the prema bhakti, to detach them from all the material misconceptions and then go for the real thing. So he will give it freely, but he will give it strategically. So with King Prataparudra, he was begging for mercy, and seemingly externally Lord Chaitanya didn't give that mercy to him. It appeared so. But we'll unpack this and see how what actually happened in this pastime. So now Jagannath was returning back to the temple. Panduvijaya ceremony it's called, when Jagannath is returning back on a procession to the temple. So it's a big ceremony, and all the local people involved, government is involved. It's a huge parade. King Prataparudra was very attached to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, so he will allow them to come very close to Lord Jagannath and participate in this pastime. So they will dance and sing and have all sorts of kirtans going on. Lord Chaitanya will personally arrange very nice kirtans. He will arrange like four parties, and each party will have 24 karatals altogether, and they will have, each party will have two mridangas at least, which comes to, I don't know how many mridangas they had. And they'll dance and jump and sing and give it all. Just recently I was watching Kumbh Mela and some devotees doing kirtan and harinam in Kumbh Mela, and then there was one very elderly devotee, ISKCON devotee, and he was just jumping and giving his all. Just jumping and not caring about nothing. And I was thinking, my God, that's Krishna consciousness. He's not holding back, I'm a big engineer, or I'm a great sadhu, or he's just jumping and giving himself without holding back. No false ego. So I remembered how Srila Prabhupada said that don't trust the sadhu who doesn't dance, because something is wrong there. So Prabhupada arranged this big kirtan, and everyone was, and while this harinam was going on, and there are many different groups of devotees, and then each of this group of devotees, they felt as if Lord Chaitanya was personally present in their own group. And there is one nice shloka related to that, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Bhakta Chite Bhakta Grihe Sada Avastan Kabo Vyakta Kabo Vyukta Svatantra Bhagavan. It says that sometimes Lord Chaitanya is in the heart of a devotee, sometimes he is in the house of a devotee. And sometimes that's visible and sometimes that's hidden. So he sometimes reveals himself and sometimes he keeps it hidden, but he's always in the heart of a devotee and he's always in the house of a devotee. So this is explained, but he's sometimes Gupta, sometimes he's hidden. So why Lord Chaitanya focused on the holy name so much? Why he didn't give any Vedic mantras or Purusha Shukta or Sri Shukta and all these other mantras for us to chant? Why he gave us only, mainly, Harinam? So again, let's refer to Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, again, there is one very beautiful shloka which explains why Harinam is so potent and why we should chant Harinam and not focus on many other rituals and mantras. So there is another verse in Bhagavatam which says, Mantrata stantrata chidram desha kalaraha vastutaha sarvam karoti nishchitam anusankirtanam tava. It is mantrata stantrata chidram. Mantrata, you may chant many different mantras and you may know all sorts of tantras. Desha kalaraha vastutaha. And then even if you chant all these mantras, there may be some discrepancies, the time, the place, the cleanliness. You may forget to do achaman, you may forget to have asana. Sometimes when we do abhishek in Haveli for the festival as at the manor, we begin abhishek and then we realize we don't have a conch. And then I send pujaris running here to collect the conch for the abhishek. Or sometimes we don't have achaman, we forget achaman. Or sometimes tulsi, so then pujaris are running all over here to collect the tulsi. So then what's our hope? Because we can't do really nothing properly. So therefore this sarvam karoti nishchitram anu sankirtanam. It says by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Harinam, all the discrepancies are removed. So that's our only hope, because we don't know what it means to be clean. Not only clean physically by taking shower and putting tilaka, but also internally. So today morning I was taking shower and I was making tilak. Also, there is certain mantra to chant when you make tilak. And then I was placing my tilak on my forehead. I was chanting Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, like that. And each mantra I was chanting, I was just thinking, look, everything Goswamis gave us is related to Harinam. At the end of the day, everything comes to our Lord, who we worship. and that's Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that why we chant Panchatattva mantra also, we chant Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna to remove all the you know, shortcomings, all the offenses we may cause while chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So again, Krishnadas Kaviraj, in his ecstasy of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quotes one wonderful shloka. He says, Katanchana smrte yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vishmrte viparitam syat sri chaitanya namamyaham. So he says, one who remembers Lord Chaitanya, even difficult things become easy. But the one who forgets Lord Chaitanya, even easy things will become difficult. There'll be some problems. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us that, you know, facility. We can chant Harinam by his mercy, and therefore Srila Prabhupada gave us Panchatattva mantra. Therefore all other acharyas took shelter of Mahaprabhu and teaching us importance of taking shelter of Mahaprabhu. So then as they have been doing this kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other associates for Jagannath to come back to the temple, you know, Lord Chaitanya was in great ecstasy. He was, you know, chanting and singing and jumping and crying. And this, it's explained that he was crying. The tears have been making everyone around him wet. It's just tears have been like flowing from his eyes, like rivers. And then sometimes he would chant Maha Mantra. Sometimes he would chant Manima, Manima. This is addressing some great person, personality, respectful personality. Of course, he was addressing Lord Jagannath. Or sometimes he would chant Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. At that time, the night was glorifying Govinda. At that time, he will have a different mood and different ecstasy, and then he will chant Naha Vipranacha Narapatina Pinavaishana Shudana Vani Jikrihana Patirnan Yanastavatirva Kintu Prioda Nikala Paramananda Puna Britabder Gopi Bartu Padakamlaro Dasa Dasa Anudasa. So then he will say, actually, I'm not sannyasi, I'm not brahmachari, I'm not grihastha, I'm not vanaprastha, I'm none of this, I'm not brahmana, neither I'm kshatriya or shudra, I'm not none of this, I'm a servant of the 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 gopis. So he will chant various mantras, so now he will keep changing moods, and then at one point he will change another mood, and then he will look at all his devotees and he will chant, sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Then he will chant this verse and he will remember all the Vaishnavas around him. But I have such a gift that I can be around devotees, I can hear the kirtan, I can chant, I can. So he'll remember Vaishnavas. At one moment he will say, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, glorify the Lord. Another time he will chant, you know, Naha Vipranacha Narapati. He will say, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this. And then another time he will say, Sadhu Sangha, you know, I offer my obeisance to sadhus. Even moment association of sadhus, I can get Krishna prema. So he will be in total ecstasy. So then you will fully depend on the holy name. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So as I was reading this and preparing for the class, you know, you cannot not remember Srila Prabhupada. And then I was just reading the prayers of Srila Prabhupada that he offered. And he wrote this beautiful prayer which all of us know. And it goes like this. O Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So you can see Srila Prabhupada is so much in line with Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, with Panchatattva. He's fully depending on the holy name. He said, okay, I'm depending on the holy name. That's a Srila Prabhupada's mood. And this is why when you read his purports, when you hear his sound vibration, it's very purifying. It's very attractive. You just want to come. I was in Vrindavan, you know, end of the last year, and I was just chanting around. And then I would see different devotees from the UK, especially some lots of youth. There's a Gopinath from our congregation, young Gopinath. And he was just chanting alone japa in Srila Prabhupada's samadhi, just alone, absorbed, like 20-year-old, 22. He's chanting his japa there, very, very absorbed. And he didn't see me, I was just walking around. And I was just thinking, look, it's very unusual to have someone who can enjoy so much. He can travel all over the world, do so many amazing things, but here it is, he's chanting, you know, in a samadhi shla Prabhupada, begging for the mercy. You know, he could enjoy so much. Now the senses are at peak, he could do anything he wants and take the maximum enjoyment of his life. But no, he's instead turning it around. He said, I'll control my senses and go deeper into my heart. Use my life airs for the higher purpose. So Lord Chaitanya was doing these kirtans and going back to the temple. Sometimes big crowds of people will come and they'll try to touch him and touch his feet because they will see this person is very special. So what devotees did, they created three circles of people around him. So first circle next to Lord Chaitanya was Nityananda Prabhu. He was guarding Lord Chaitanya. And then the circle outside was actually Kashishwar and Govinda. They'll hold each other's hands and they'll have a few more devotees. And that was the second circle. And then the third circle was King Prataparudra. He'll have his assistants and they'll hold the hands while Lord Chaitanya is dancing and singing and having exciting symptoms. So in this way, they will serve him and observe him at the same time participate in a festival. Krishna kirtana gana nartana parav prema amritam boni di dhira dhira jana priya priya karo nirmatsara pujito Shri Chaitanya kripa baro bovibuvo bara vahantarako vande rupa sanatana raguyugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. Srinivasa Acharya chants this mantra or this shloka. It's called Sat Goswami Astakam, and he prays that glorifies all the Goswamis, what they have done. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Prabhu, they are always chanting the holy names. Dira Dira Janapriya, they are very kind to all the living entities. They don't see, oh, this person is from rough family, this person was before drug addict, this is that. No, they're equal to everyone and everyone liked them so much. Everyone is very appreciated for them. And they are also always engaged in Krishna Katha, every moment. So while Srinivas is remembering all these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he cannot not remember also all these devotees and their qualities as well. So now, as we see pastimes is going on, Lord Chaitanya is doing his kirtan, devotees are guarding him, everything is ecstatic, but King Prataparudra still didn't get the mercy. In his eyes, he still didn't get the mercy. So how to get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How to get mercy of Krishna in the first place? What's the way to get mercy? He's dancing, he's doing service by guarding Lord Chaitanya. So again, we can refer to Srimad Bhagavatam. Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu. Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu means be kind to all living entities. Give compassion to all living entities. Santushta Yena Kena Va. Santushta means be satisfied in all circumstances of life. Whatever may be going in your life, you know, you have some difficulty with finances, there's some health challenges, there is some problem with fellow devotees, somehow other, tolerate, be satisfied in your circumstances. And sarvendriyo pashantyacha, it says, and control your senses. So be kind to all living entities, somehow other, be satisfied in whatever circumstances you're in, seeing it as Krishna's arrangement, and control your senses. And then it says, Tushanti Ashu Janardanaha. Ashu means very quickly, Tushanti, Lord will be pleased, Janardan Lord. So Lord will be very pleased if you do these three things. Control the senses, be kind to all living entities, and just be satisfied in your circumstances. Accept them as Krishna's mercy. So now Lord Chaitanya is still dancing, they're guarding him, and then King Prataparudra really wants the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He really wants his mercy. So now there is one of his ministers, his name is Hari Chandana. He was very close to Lord Chaitanya. And then as he was very close to him, by accident, Srivas was there, by accident he hit Srivas. And then Srivas got so angry, and he slapped him. He slapped Hari Chandan. And then Hari Chandan, he got so angry because he was not accustomed. He was a very respected person in a government. So he wanted to give him back and was ready to shout. And then immediately King Prataparudra saw that and he stopped him. He said, don't do that. He said, you're very fortunate that you have been touched by Srivas, his personal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then while this was happening, Lord Chaitanya, because he's in everyone's heart, he's watching what's happening. So he's dancing in ecstasy, but at the same time he's in the heart of Srivas, he's in the heart of Hari Chandan, he's in the heart of King Prataparudra, understanding his desires. So therefore he's observing and he's making his notes that, okay, he really wants my mercy, and this is how he acted now. This is his close personal friend, and he was kind of mistreated, and he wanted to give back. He said, no, this is a devotee, you can't do that. So another verse came to me to my mind while I was reading that, and that's again from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. Yasyaham anurgami hari seta danam janai tato danam tajatasya svajana dukha dukitam. Svajana dukha dukitam means I give constant suffering to a devotees who really want my mercy. It will not be comfortable if you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, I'll make your life very material life very uncomfortable because you really want me. So therefore you need to give up desires for material enjoyment. Understand that you can't enjoy in this material world. So I'll remove all that. So then Lord Chaitanya noted that. And then as Lord Chaitanya went more and more in ecstasy, because now he was free, nobody was disturbing him. Three groups of devotees have been guarding him very carefully. So suddenly he went in such ecstasy that all the symptoms of bhav started coming in him. Like foam will come out of his mouth. A huge amount of tears will come from his eyes. He will tremble, he will shake, he will, shout and chant Krishna names. And then there is one verse from Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya who describes devotees in ecstasy, devotees of Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy, and that's the translation of this verse. He said, the talkative people will rebuke us in so many ways, we do not care. We'll become completely intoxicated by drinking the drink of love for Lord Hari. We will roll about on the ground, we will dance, we'll experience ecstasy. So you can see, like, devotees sometimes go on Harinam, and then people who are watching this, sometimes they can't understand why you have this, educated people in the streets dancing and chanting. What's the purpose? They don't have nothing better to do. Sometimes they will say to brahmacharis, go find a job. Why are you doing this? Do something useful in life. They'll be very strong, and many devotees experience that. They will not understand, but then Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, he offers these prayers. He said, let talkative people talk. We don't care. We'll keep rolling on the ground. We'll keep dancing in ecstasy, and we'll be constant in the bliss. Let them talk what they talk. So then I was just thinking, Srila Prabhupada did the same thing, but not in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, we see many, many sadhus, they give a vow to stay in Vrindavan and chant in Vrindavan and experience all these ecstasies without any worries what other people say. But Prabhupada didn't do that. He left Vrindavan and he experienced the same ecstasies outside in a foreign countries. Just yesterday I was reading Prabhupada memories, and also there is mentioned somewhere in America. I believe it says Boston or somewhere. Again, Prabhupada started to laugh during the kirtan, and the devotees asked him later, why laughed Srila Prabhupada? He said, because Narada Muni was watching all of you, mleches and yavanas, chanting Harinam. So like that. So he was in constant ecstasy. In many occasions, tears will come from his eyes. He'll go into the trance by singing Jai Radha Madhava. He was not holding, he was not restricted by a place to be Krishna conscious. So that is very nice purport about that Srila Prabhupada speaks, and this is his words. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. So like this, you can see Srila Prabhupada's mood is very much very much giving, sharing. Don't be miser, give out the mercy. So then, again, back to the kirtan. So Lord Chaitanya is in full ecstasy, and because he lost the sense of his surroundings, so he was jumping high and falling on ground, and then Nityananda Prabhu was also in ecstasy, so he could not help him because he was in his own ecstasy. So what happened? King Prataparudra saw that. So King Prataparudra came then, while Lord Chaitanya jumped high, he came and, caught him with his hands. And then Lord Chaitanya, externally he became so angry, he said, I was touched by a materialistic person, what's my future now? But internally he was very satisfied with King Prataparudra, because I remember he arranged whole festival for the whole festival for Lord Jagannath. He invited devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to participate. He personally guarded Lord Chaitanya. He even warned this devotee to not slap Srivas and, you know, rebuke him. And now he held Lord Chaitanya in his hands while he was, you know, when he was on a floor, a falling on floor. So then Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. So when Lord Chaitanya gives mercy, everything is possible. And then again, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, every beginning of chapter, in most of the chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami will go into kind of ecstasy. So sometimes when he will remember some pastime and be ready to describe this pastime, he will go into ecstasy and he'll quote some shlokas which reveal his true heart, state of his heart. So one of these shlokas is this: Vande Anantad Bhuta Ishwaram Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum Nicho Piyat Prasadat Syat Bhakti Shastra Pravartakaha. Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaram. I offer my obeisances to the unlimited Lord who has all the powers and all the wealth. And he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his mercy, even Yavanas and Mlechas, when they receive his mercy, they can go and Bhakti Shastra Parvartaka, they can share Krishna consciousness with everyone. So then Krishnadas Kaviraj puts himself in that position. He said, I'm low person, but even I have a potency to write about Lord Chaitanya's glories. What's my qualification? Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaram Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my qualification. He gave me the mercy. So therefore, even low people, Nicho Piyat Prasadat Syat. By his mercy, even I can share the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as this was going on, then sometimes cart will also stop, and then Lord Chaitanya will go behind, and the devotees push the cart, and then the cart will again sometimes stop because Jagannath will want to eat. So then all these villagers and local people, they'll bring all the offerings around whole cart, and then Jagannath will eat prasadam, and then finally, then slowly, Jagannath reached his destination to the temple. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj gives a boon. At the end of this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives a boon. And this is the boon he gives. He said, anyone who hears this description of the car festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. So by constantly hearing, Chaitanya, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by hearing about Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, heart will get purified bit by bit, and then all the necessary knowledge will be revealed and the heart will become attached. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's very interesting to see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted differently with the different devotees. Very, very interesting, right? With King Prataparudra, he was very, very interesting behavior. Then if you look at other devotees, you will see how he behaved with other devotees. For example, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Vallabhabhata Acharya. So Vallabhabhata Acharya was a great scholar, and he was very, very learned and devotional. So what he wanted to come to Puri, and he wanted to, you know, meet Lord Chaitanya because he heard about his glories. So then, he visited the Puri, and then he went to see Jagannath, you know, for the obeisances, and he got lots of prasad from Jagannath, and he went to see devotees, and he offered them prasad of Jagannath, offered the obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, and he taught, and he said that he understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a little proud in the heart. But Lord Chaitanya is omnipotent. He can see what's going on in the heart of every single devotee. So then, there is very nice verse of Lord Brahmaji in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which very nicely describes what the mood of a devotee should be. You know, some people say that they know Krishna. Once one senior devotee was giving class, and there was one devotee, that was maybe 12 years ago, one guest was sitting there. And then he said, I've seen Krishna, I know who Krishna is. And this devotee he didn't know what to say. He didn't want to be rude, so he kind of kept quiet. And then I was thinking, you think you know Krishna. So this verse came to my mind from 10th canto. This is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the first living entity in this creation. So this is his prayer. He says, Jananta eva janantu kim bahuktya name prabho manasova pusova cho vaibhavam tava gocharaha. He said, many people say, I know Krishna, I know his opulences. But he said, as far as I'm concerned, with my body, mind, and intelligence and words, I can't understand who is the Supreme. That's my position. So here it is. Vallabha Bhattacharya came with understanding that, you know, he knows everything. You know, he's very learned. But even Lord Brahma says that I can't understand the Supreme Lord. So what's the qualification of all of us? So all these pastimes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita are there to give us an indication and inspiration to behave properly and learn what a real Vaishnava is. So what pleases the Lord the most? Is it our learning? Is it how, you know, how many classes we gave? Is it how many, you know, shlokas we know? Is it how many, you know, devotees we made? Is it what pleases the Lord the most? And then we can again look in our scriptures, in the pastimes of Lord Shiva in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, very nice shloka, it explains how to please, how to easily please Lord Krishna, specifically Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this shloka comes, Tapyante loka tapena sadava prayasho jayaha paramaradanam tadi purushasya kilatmanaha. He said the greatest way, parama aradanam, the topmost way of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is by doing sacrifices for other living entities. That's the easiest way to make spiritual progress. So what those sacrifices are, going out of our way to tolerate ignorant and passionate people and somehow or other give them Krishna consciousness. As I was reading Srila Prabhupada's memories, I was, many pastimes, beautiful pastimes are there. And there is one pastime where Srila Prabhupada was giving initiation. It was Umapati got initiated at that time. And he's describing a few more devotees. So he was getting initiated. And then, you know, Yagya happened. And after Yagya, all devotees just left. And Prabhupada was left alone to clean all the, you know, things from the Yagya, the temple room, all the fruits and all the smoke and all the plates from prasadam and pots in the kitchen. He was just left alone. But Prabhupada tolerated. Tapyante lokata pena. He took that as his offering to his guru, Gurudev. He took that as an offering to his Gurudev. That's my seva. Paramaradanam tadi. That's the highest service. And then what happened as a fruit of this? So many Vaishnavas came into Krishna consciousness. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very interestingly enough, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reflecting, he's extremely, extremely merciful to non-devotees. But once you become a devotee, he becomes very strict. He has some expectations from you, actually. And if you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many examples like that. Today also we are celebrating Raghunath Das Goswami, and we'll speak a little bit about him to demonstrate how Lord Chaitanya Prabhu was very strict with his devotees. We of course know Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tuse Namaha. He's very, very merciful to all living entities, but with his devotees he'll be strict. What that means, so Raghunath Das Goswami, we heard that story many, many times, and it's good for us to hear it again and again and again. He was from very wealthy family, multi-millionaires. His uncle and father, they've been very, very rich. You know, they've been collecting tax from the citizen, and they've been closely working with the Muslim kings and, basically controlling the town and the area very much. So they've been very influential people. And so he was born in that family and everything was set for him. He didn't even need to worry about finances. He was an extremely beautiful person. And then, but in his heart, desire for renunciation was burning so much. He really wanted to renounce the world and focus only on Krishna, focus on seva. So that was his desire in heart. But, you know, parents had really planned to arrange the family, you know, the wife for him, the marriage and everything. So then in Bhagavad Gita, there is very nice shloka describing in what mood renunciation should be done. Sanyasastu mahabaho dukham apto mayogataha yoga yukto munir brahma nacharena digachati. He says that sannyas doesn't mean simply renouncing fruits of, you know, renouncing the world and that's it, you'll be happy. By renouncing the world and simply being a vairagi, that will not bring you happiness. But the renouncing the fruit of your activities and then engaging in devotional service after you leave the material things, then that's the real renunciation. So we don't want sadhus who run away from the responsibilities so they can have easy life and free prasadam and free accommodation. No, we want sadhus who are ready to leave the material things because they're truly disgusted with this and they're ready to take any inconvenience and responsibility for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Srila Prabhupada, for their spiritual master. That's the true renunciation. And then there is one more verse in Bhagavad Gita which confirms that. Very famous verse. Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiyaha sasanyasi cha yogi cha nani ragni na chakriyaha sasanyasi cha yogi cha. He said, the sannyasi or yogi is not one who doesn't do nothing. It's one actually who is engaged in devotional service. That's true sannyasi, that's true renunciant. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, there is also shloka which explains this, kind of illustrates more clearly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding of vairagya. Etam sastaya paramatma nishtam adhyasitam purvatma imahadibhi aham tarisyam iduranta param tamo mukunda nagrini seva yeva. Etam sastaya paramatma nishtam. What means vairagya? You renounce things in this world so then you can practice and fully dedicate your life to understand Krishna in your heart, to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aham tarisyam iduranta param tamo mukunda nagrini Niseva Yeva. I will engage in devotional service, and by engaging in devotional service, I'll be able to cross over the material ocean of nisins. So again, these three verses in a row explain that renunciation, brahmachari or sannyasi, sadhu, doesn't mean not doing nothing. It is actually opposite. They do much more. And we'll come to that. We'll see what Raghunath Goswami used to do. So Raghunath Goswami had an uncle whose name was Hiranya, and he was collecting the tax from the people. And then he was collecting like 2 million, you know, gold coins, and he was meant to give to the government 1.5 million. But somehow or other, he only gave 1.2 million, you know, so 300,000 coins he was keeping for himself and making some profit like that. So then the previous person who was collecting the tax, he was Muslim, so he understood this. So he exposed him, and then the government came and they wanted to arrest him, but he knew at that time that they will arrest him. So what he did, he ran away. So when government came to home, Raghunath was alone in a house. So then they arrested him instead, and they tortured him. You know, they really scared him. They could not beat him because he came from a very aristocratic family. So they've been scared to beat him. If they beat him, they may be, you know, they may be in problem with influential people. So they just scared him. He said, "Bring your father. What's happening? Why is cheating us?" So then, with very sweet words, sweet talking, Raghunath pacified those Muslim guys. He said, "You know, we are all brothers, and you know, you know, my father, my uncle, and you are brothers. And you know, if they are your brothers, I'm your son. So therefore, you know, sometimes arguments happen in a family. Just forget, you know, and carry on with the life. It's not a big problem. It's fine, you know, like that." So he convinced him, and then he was pacified, and some other this matter was settled. But Raghunath Das Goswami always had the desire to renounce, so that kept burning in his heart. And then family will start to notice that, so they started to make arrangements for him to get married. So then Raghunath wanted to escape that. So what happened? A few times he wanted to run away from the family. And then his father caught him. That happened quite a few times. And then when his family noticed that, they increased, you know, plans for his for his marriage. So they got a beautiful wife. They married him. They made all arrangements. And then privately, his parents spoke. He said, "What we can do with this Raghunath? You know, he has the wealth of Lord Indra. He has the wife more beautiful like an angel. He has all the facilities he needs to enjoy life, and still he's mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What can be done? You know, what can stop him to stay here? So then he did be very scared. But now, by that time, Raghunath Das Goswami tried on his own run away from the family. But he understood he can't do on his own. Once Bhakti Chaitanya Prema, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami gave class here a few years ago, and then he was explaining this famous thing, you know, two fingers. One finger is, one finger is your endeavor. One finger presents your mercy, Krishna's mercy. So he said, but if you look at two fingers, this finger is bigger. So Krishna's mercy is always more powerful. So you can endeavor only so much in Krishna consciousness, but without Krishna's mercy, you'll not be able to succeed. So therefore, Krishna's mercy is very important to make progress in Krishna consciousness or to achieve anything. So then Raghunath Das Goswami understood that. So very close to his house, Nityananda Prabhu was doing Krishna Katha next to the Ganges under the banyan tree. So then Raghunath came there, and from far he offered obeisances. He was a little bit shy. But Nityananda Prabhu, sitting in the heart of every living entity, he noticed him and he said, "You are a cheater, come here." So then he pulled him here, and then he put his feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Raghunath Das Goswami actually poured his heart to him. He said, "You know, I'm trying so hard to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I can't, you know, please help me." But then Nityananda Prabhu took another way around, and he said, actually, you should get punished. You should get punished because you didn't come and offer me obeisances on time. I need to drag you here. So therefore, as a punishment, I want you to arrange big festival for all these devotees here. You know, buy lots of fruits and chipped rice and make a nice festival. So Raghunath Goswami immediately understood where Lord Chaitanya is coming from. Without Vaishnav Seva, you can't do nothing. You need to be engaged in Vaishnav Seva to make any progress. So then immediately arranged, you know, hundreds of pots of, you know, chipped rice. And then he'll make two types of chipped rice. One was, chipped rice soaked in yogurt and sugar and bananas. Another was chipped rice soaked in a condensed milk, in the bananas and camphor. And then he will serve two pots to all the devotees. And in this way, he built that facility. Lord Nityananda built that facility for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Raghunath Das Goswami to get the mercy, to increase his, you can say, Agyata Sukriti, for example. So why, when people come to the Krishna consciousness, to the temple for the first time, we are really trying to give them some, you know, Mahaprasadam, flower from the deities, Charanamrita, let them see a devotee, let them see advanced devotee. Why we make all this arrangement? Because their Agyata Sukriti increases, therefore their quality, their natural tendency to serve Krishna will awaken in the heart. So in a similar way, you can say, although we know Raghunath Goswami is eternally liberated soul, but for the sake of this pastime and lesson we want to, you know, bring out of there, you can say he also got the mercy like that, because Lord Nityananda created facility for him to get the mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he made all these arrangements. And then as I was reading Prabhupada's memories, Jayadvaita Swami was sharing one of his memories, Ashla Prabhupada, on the point how expert Vaishnava is to give the mercy. So Prabhupada was, I think, on a walk, and he was walking, and he said, what you can do if you walk on a street and you see a stick? It's any use of stick? Any value? He said, no. So if you walk on a street and if you see some wire, it's any use of that wire, old wire? Then the devotee said, no. So if you walk on a street and you see some old pumpkin on the street, is there any value to it? The devotee said, no. He said, but expert devotee, expert person, intelligent person will take a wire, take a pumpkin, take a stick, and string the wire on a stick and on the pumpkin, and he'll make a musical instrument. So he said, in the same way, Vaishnava, this is how I did. I went to the Western world and made all of you devotees. So like that. So when I read it, I was thinking, wow, this is so expert. So Nityananda Prabhu was like that, very expert. Expertly arranging things so Raghunath can get his mercy. He never held back. Actually, more you give, more you get. That's kind of quote of Lord Nityananda. This is why he's Nitya Ananda. He's always blissful because he's always giving. my great inspiration, Godruma Prabhu, is like that. Whenever you see Godruma Prabhu, you know, he will always give devotees prasadam, some stickers of, you know, of Jagannath, or some quotes from Srila Prabhupada, or, you know, drive them to the dentist, take them to the airport, or make some sorts of arrangements for devotees to serve them. And if you see him, he's always happy. Because that's Lord Nityananda's mood. You know, if you give, you keep giving, you will always receive much, much more than you can, you know, have. And then, so then Raghunath Das Goswami arranged that feast, and devotees have been fed. And as they've been eating on the bank of the rivers, bank of the Ganga River, and some, it was so full of people that some of them even stood on the water. They could not all fit in that area. So they've been all fed nicely. And then what Raghunath did, he went to the shopkeepers, he bought all the boga, and then gave money to the shopkeepers. And then he also invited shopkeepers to come to eat that same thing that he purchased from them. So everyone was very satisfied. And then at the end of the day, he again went to Nityananda Prabhu and he said, please, you know, Prabhu, give me mercy. I want mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to renounce this world. I really want to give my heart and soul to Mahaprabhu, to Seva. And please help me. So then he gave him a benediction. Very soon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give you mercy. Very, very soon. And then that pastime was over. So Raghunath Goswami went to the home. And then a few days later, sometime later, it was early morning. As we know, pujaris wake up here. Some of our congregation pujaris wake up at 2:30 in the morning to come here for seva at 3 o'clock in the morning to wake up Krishna, prepare all the paraphernalia like that. And sometimes it happens the devotees can't come because of the weather, because of the, you know, car breaks down, accidents. And in this case here, one devotee was doing puja in a temple of Yadunandana Goswami, but he got burned out with the service. So he didn't come, he stopped coming for service. And then Yadunandana Goswami got very worried how Thakurji will be worshipped. So then in very early morning at Mangal Arati, he went to Raghunath Das Goswami and he told him, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, please go and convince this pujari to come back, we'll do seva. And Raghunath Das Goswami immediately understood, okay, this is my opportunity. All the people are asleep, my family is asleep, I'll run away and run to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody's here to watch me. So he understood this is Krishna's arrangement. So he just ran immediately to Jagannath Puri. And it is explained, I'll tell you, actually it's explained that, let me try to find. It's explained that he walked 30 miles every single day to come to Jagannath Puri, and took him 12 days to reach Jagannath Puri. And he, out of these 12 days, he only ate 3 days. So, you know, he was a very austere person. And then when he reached Jagannath Puri, he didn't go to Lord Jagannath first. He went straight to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very interesting that devotees know that I can't see Krishna. I can't see Radha Gokulananda without the mercy of Gornitai. So therefore, if you see at the center of our temple, it's not Radha Gokulananda. At the center of our temple, our altar is Shishi Gornitai. Because only through them we can access Radha Gokulananda, only through them we can access Ram. And that's the only way to make Krishna, you know, progress. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he came to Puri, went straight to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu immediately told Sarup Damodar, okay, shave him up, you know, feed him up, and, you know, dress him nicely, and, you know, dress him in the clothes, and then bring him back here. So he did that. And then from that day on, Raghunath Das Goswami took serious austerities to please Lord Chaitanya. He would only sleep hour and a half every day. He would chant like 22 hours a day. He will offer obeisances to devotees. He will, you know, eat very, very little. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with him that at one moment he gave him a golden shila to worship, because he was pleased with the austerities Raghunath Das Goswami was doing. So then when he received this golden shila, Raghunath Das Goswami understood that Lord Chaitanya gave him a residence in Govardhan, next to Govardhan. So he took it in that mood. So he started to worship Govardhan with great feelings and, you know, even more focusing on japa. So Srinivas Acharya, he wrote this beautiful prayer, one of my favorite prayers, Sat Goswami Astakam. And this prayer, see, describes the mood of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, how they should do sadhana, how they should behave, how they should preach. What's the profile of a devotee? These eight verses describe very nicely. Our senior brahmachari sadhu in a temple, Srinivas Prabhu, he often tells us, he said, if you want to be a good sadhu, you should read every day this Sat Goswami Astakam. And in this way, you will learn what it means to be a good sadhu. So in that one of those verses, Srinivas Acharya glorifies Raghunath Das Goswami, and he says this, Tyaktva tu namashesha mandala pati shranim sadatu chavat. Bhuta dina ganesha kau karunaya kopina kanta ashritau. Gopi bhavara samritam bilahari kalola magna muhur. Vande rupa sanatana raguyugo shi jiva gopalako. Tyaktva tu namashesha. The Goswamis, they rejected all aristocracy. And they, you know, tyaktva tu namashesha mandala pati shranim sadatu chavat. They'll just wear some loincloth and, you know, some old torn chadars that was worn by the previous sadhus or by devotees. And then they will just go and beg, externally very poor, but internally they'll be so absorbed in Krishna Katha and highest gopi bhav, because they didn't waste any time on, you know, buying new clothes, eating very opulent prasadam. They kept very simple so they can focus on internally. Seva sadaka rupena, sarva rupena chatrahi. In Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains that externally seva sadaka rupena, externally sadaka should perform his duty, whatever, you know, being a grihastha, looking after the family, you know, supporting family with finances and whatever you need to do. But then seva sadaka rupena, sarva rupa chatrahi, eternally you should, you know, cultivate your real goal of your life, which is, you know, doing your bhajan, doing your seva, thinking about the future and what direction I'm going. Okay, I need to complete my duty, whatever I have. But eventually, I want to escape material world, same as Raghunath Das Goswami did. So thank you very much. I'll stop here. We have 5 minutes for questions. So we may have three questions and then we'll stop. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Shala Prabhupada ki. Vancha kalpa tarubhnyascha. Kripa sindubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Hare Krishna.